This is an RNIB talking book.
Spider Mansion by Caroline MacDonald.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Spider Mansion. They arrive. The Todd family arrived in a taxi, and that was unusual. The nearest town, Berilla, population 57, was half an hour's drive away. Berilla had one taxi, operated by the combined hotel and garage. The mystery was, without a car of some sort, how could you get to Berilla in the first place? From the windows of her turret, Chrissy saw that June, the publican's daughter, was driving the taxi. June manoeuvred the car carefully around the circle of the drive, avoiding most of the ruts and the holes in its surface, and stopped at the point nearest the front door. The taxi was parked below Chrissy's window. She watched as the family emerged. First the boy from the front seat, then his mother from the back. Chrissy noticed the boy's brilliant red hair. It wasn't ginger or auburn. It was like the strong russet of the leaves of glory vines in autumn. It absorbed the bright midday sun, didn't reflect and shine. The boy wore baggy board shorts to his knees and a washed-out navy T-shirt that almost reached the hem of his shorts. He was as tall as his mother. Her hair, the same colour as her son's, was long, and she had it pulled back into a ponytail. She was wearing a lavender two-piece suit with a full skirt, and she held a white straw hat. Her face was pink. She looked very hot. Mr. Todd was the last.